This is episode 1938 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back midweek to our series, As You Go on a Journey Within. This is where you begin to explore your life purpose. You may wonder if you are following the right life purpose for you. And how do you know if your life purpose is really your true calling in life? To help you gain a little more clarity, think about how you feel when you share your passions. And if you feel compelled to share more in a bigger way, this can be an indication of your life purpose. In yesterday's episode, I mentioned a friend who is really having a lot of fun and is, in fact, passionate about a Cricut machine where she makes vinyl designs. She's really great at creating different logos and icons, so I suggested to her, why not try selling some of those designs? But she wasn't interested in selling anything. She wanted to do this for fun as a hobby. And since she's worked so hard previously in her life, she wanted some downtime to have fun and explore a talent and hobby. So this has become her outlet. So the things that you may be really good at may not necessarily be the things that you want to share with the world. I know an attorney who has a passion for local politics, but she doesn't want to run for office. She likes to work behind the scenes, pretty discreetly in fact, and help others with research and writing legal proposals to present to the city council. Her work is enormously helpful. Free legal advice for people who are actively engaged in political life in the city. But she doesn't want to be paid for this work. She said that if she were paid for the work, it would take a lot of her initiative away, because right now she sees it as a passion. And if it was a form of work, it would dampen her passion. So your life purpose doesn't have to necessarily be something you do to receive income. It doesn't necessarily have to be your career. It can be an outlet, a way you share yourself in a focused way where you give without expecting anything in return, and you enjoy this process. You feel connected to a larger purpose in life. These are the most fulfilling life purposes. So think about yourself and what you would like to share in a bigger way with others. Because when you are living your life purpose, it enhances the whole rest of your life. You may decide to create income from your life purpose, and you may feel deeply inspired and motivated to do this. Or, as my friend who's an attorney, you may not want this as a form of income. Your meditation technique today will help guide you through that clarity. As you layer the breathing technique I shared in yesterday's episode with the mudra technique I'll share with you now, you may find that you do experience inner guidance. This is your inner wisdom. The mudra technique is simple to do. It's called the Apana Mudra. Mudras are where you position your fingers and hands. And there are a lot of nerve endings on our fingertips and hands. And when you connect your hands and fingers in a particular way, it stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. This is the way mudras are viewed in yoga and meditation. To do the Apana Mudra, you will touch your ring fingertip to your thumb tip. Do this with both hands. Your hands are upward on your lap or on your knees, and simply touch your thumb tip to your ring fingertip. Your other fingers can rest gently outward. As you do this mudra, combine it with the breathing technique for this week for your journey within. Inhale through your nose. Feel the cool, refreshing air circulate throughout your body. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale, and focus on your inner wisdom. As you exhale, feel a sense of release. Continue the breathing technique as you hold the mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. The full half hour in-depth guided meditations are on the Sipinom meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks, free access. You also gain a journal and a slowdown guide with the week's series there. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.